This is Pastor Greg Isaacson of Trinity Lutheran Church, and wanting to convey first our prayers to everyone in the community that is undergoing a lot of anxiety, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of plans that need to be changed, and it seems sometimes the information to us changes as well, and so we have to readjust those plans. And so please know that we at Trinity are including our entire Crookston community in our prayers, even as we move forward and are having to make decisions based on the Centers for Disease Control and the Minnesota Department of Health as we look at decisions based on faith, based on science, and based on professional recommendations that will lead us forward during this time of the COVID-19 crisis. So that said, I want to say that our church council met on Monday evening, March 16th, and after much discussion, we came up with a few decisions. First, that all activities at Trinity Lutheran will be suspended for 2 weeks. There will be no public worship services on March 18th, 22nd, 25th, and the 29th. That said, we will still do our radio and cable TV broadcasts of worship at 9 a.m. on Sundays and 6:30 p.m. on Wednesdays. So please tune in to KROX and to the cable news or our cable channel here in our community. Also, we are looking into streaming services over the internet, again, as a means of connecting to as many people as possible. We see this as an opportunity to continue to worship together via alternative media and to connect with our faith community. It also came as a result of much deliberation at our church council that we had to make decisions concerning funerals, weddings, and other events moving forward, again, following CDC recommendations. And so as of March 17th, 2020, this means that no more than 50 in attendance and practicing physical distancing. Please know that CDC recommendations are known to change, and we will also follow any funeral home policies during this time. We recognize this is a difficult thing to comprehend, but it is in the best interest of all people concerning transmission of infectious disease. And so we want to make sure people start to understand that should a family choose to hold a funeral during this period, they may have to make choices as to who will attend again at this current time, not exceeding 50 in attendance. But we also want to commend families that they could also choose to delay a memorial service for a later date. There could be options such as perhaps doing a burial and then have a memorial service at a later date as well. But all of these things are items to be considered as we move forward during these uncertain times. And again, our decisions are based on, again, the safety of all people and limiting that transmission of disease, especially to those vulnerable populations at this time. We also want to let you know that the Trinity Lutheran building will be locked during this period, but the staff will still be working. Staff will be coordinating some outreach efforts during this time, trying to connect needs of people with possible services. We will be providing online resources to people to make spiritual connections during this time. And also, because of disease transmission, visitations will be suspended. We are suggesting that people would use this as an opportunity to connect with family and friends by telephone. As Jesus commands us to love God and to love neighbor, maybe this is a time for us to check on those that we know who might need some additional assistance and to offer a friendly phone call, a card, or maybe we'll try something new, a handwritten letter. Wouldn't that be nice? So again, as pastor here at Trinity, we continue to pray for our community, for our nation, and for our world during this time. But we also maintain this faith that provides us a hope that we are hoping to continue to communicate during this time. So thank you for your patience, your understanding. If you have any questions, please feel free to call the church office at any time. Thank you.